Yes.
Are we good to start, Mr. Potts?
Yeah, if Robin's all ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you. Special meeting of Franklin Township Board of Trustees, February 17th, 2021, 4 p.m. Purpose of the meeting is to discuss and consider appropriating funds for 2020 HRA reimbursements and road department related matters, and to take any other actions the board deems necessary or desirable in connection therewith. I'd like to call the meeting to order now, and could we ask for a roll call, please?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Could we ask Mr. Alex for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Sure thing. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, I'd like to have a motion to suspend the approval of any past minutes. Could I have a second on that, please?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Could we have a roll call?
Ralph?
Yes, ma'am.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks. Now, under old business, I don't see and don't believe we have any old business to discuss at this time on the agenda. The trustee is familiar. I don't think there's any old business we need to discuss right now.
I don't believe we can discuss old business since it wasn't posted.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Frank. Okay, under new business, we have a request. Now, who wants to do the request for resolution regarding payment of HRA reimbursements? Do you want to do that, Ms. Reinhart?
I believe that Jim Stevens of the Road Department has to go first because of another appointment.
Okay. Mr. Stevens, are you available?
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
Okay.
Mary, I appreciate that.
No problem.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, here a couple, last month or so, we had brought up the possibility of heating the pole barn to be able to house the equipment that we need to have inside. Currently, we're putting a bunch of equipment in up at the pool barn up at the firehouse that we would need to start keeping down at our place. I asked for permission to go ahead and start getting quotes. We've reached out to five different people, and out of those five, we've had two construction companies show the interest in coming in and giving us quotes, which I have two quotes to propose to the board this evening. It's a total of 2,400 square feet of metal that would need to go into that building. And along the way, we were thinking about just putting metal up, but we have to make sure we've got a barrier in between the metal, and we need to insulate the roof. So I went back to the construction companies and had them redo their bids. But there's a substantial difference between the two bids. We received a bid from Burns Construction, and the total on that bid was $24,305. And we received a bid from Trio Construction for $14,280.50. This does not include the actual heating unit, which I will be doing that on our own. We're looking at a couple different options there I've reached out to Columbia Gas about having them come out and give us a quote to trench from one of the buildings over to our building for natural gas. A question that came up is the fact that they've got to go across two high-pressure natural gas lines that are already in the ground. They have not gotten back to me on that. The other option that we have is using propane and placing a propane tank in behind that pole barn, which would be large enough to accommodate for a winter. But like I said, right now I'm waiting back from Columbia Gas. Other than that, it's just something I know that I was in speaking with Fiscal Officer Reinhardt today on this. This is something that will have to be funded out of road department funds, and we'll be looking at using the road district funds as they come in to be able to do this. The road district funds you can use for building construction that has to do for the road department and housing equipment. Speaking with Fiscal Officer Reinhardt today, that fund is slowly, since it's a new fund, it is slowly starting to build up. So, getting an approval to move forward with this, if possible, we will just have to watch until that fund gets to the point that it can accommodate either one of these quotes. That makes sense?
Mr. Stevens, yeah. If I may, sir?
Absolutely.
So, would we, if potentially the vote passes on this, would we be able to start this soon, or are we waiting for those funds to be available?
Well, this is, like I said, Mr. Fleshman, I spoke with Mary today, and we were looking at those funds. And at this point, I can probably turn it over to Mary. She's going to have a little bit more of an insight on that. Like I said, it will have to be funded out of the road department funds. This is not a general fund expenditure.
So my question is, as we are in the time that would be prudent for us to try to get it done and maybe get heat in there when we can. I know we're in February going into March. Hopefully it's not cold. Are we able to subsidize, and I guess Mary can answer this when she speaks, are we able to subsidize this out of the general fund and then which would be paid back versus if we have to wait until money's expenditures are there for your department?
Are you asking me or are you asking Mary?
I guess I just put the question out there, then Mary can answer that. Or if you know the answer, it's up, either way.
Well, I think the financial side of it is a question that Mary would be able to answer better than myself. I know where our budget's at right now, and like I said, this is a fund that is slowly growing because it's a new fund.
Jim, let me ask you a question here. I mean, I know that there are other likely expenses for that fund too, and that probably would diminish it for the rest of the year. Is this something that we can wait to see how much is available and like what other priorities come up? I'd hate to spend this money and then us be in a pickle for something.
It's something that the actual heating of this building is something that is crucial that, which I feel needs to be done. I know in the beginning I had spoke about it, and I thought, maybe we might be able to push it off until spring. It's just something that it would be nice to be able to get an approval to start moving forward on it, but I may have to make it push off until early spring until the funds come available. I just needed to bring it to the board's attention where I'm at with this and, get some input on it.
And my thought is that we wait until spring just based on all the budget and stuff, and then we could move it there. It's probably our coldest day today. It's only going to get warmer from here. My recommendation.
I do know that. And this is just speaking from actually being in the construction field for quite some time. Unfortunately, right now, the pricing of construction material is starting to skyrocket. And I can only see it getting higher, the longer we would put it out. Putting it off until spring or, another month or so or whatever to get started on it, everything, and a lot of it's Corona driven. I do know that because I have friends that are in that business right now, and it's very difficult because the pricing of lumber has just skyrocketed. The prices of metal has skyrocketed.
The road district funds are actually going to be quite large. As I recall, it's 360 some thousand. So it may be that it will come in soon. As of February 1st, we had zero, but we had a few thousand come in, which I think I have to look to see how these funds are being appropriated for other purposes, but I would think we can do it fairly soon.
Mr. Stevens, being in the construction business, I don't know if it's like the photography business, but there's certain periods of time that you can get the bids that I'm hearing are, you know, substantially different, or you said they were substantially different. You mentioned them. Is it maybe because of winter that some of the crews are more available and that people will be willing to do the price a little bit cheaper because of the fact that they want to keep their crews busy?
Well, being this time of year, you're always looking for inside work, and this is definitely an inside job. I do know both of these construction companies right now are very busy. They both have a lot of jobs that they're working on. I have spoke with both of them and asked them that exact question. You know, how busy are you right now? Is this something that you can get to? They said, you know, that they would have to, you know, pull off of other jobs or pull people off of other jobs to do it. You know, in the construction business, wintertime is always the hardest, but it sounds like they both have work right now.
Okay, I just pulled up a report. We have the funds.
So, Mr. Stevens, we've seen a winter like we've never seen before. And let's hypothetically say it takes them a week to 2 weeks to do this, and then we are able to go into March, even if it's a month of being able to keep the trucks heated, the salt not clogging up. Does that make a significant difference in what you guys do? Because, I mean, you guys are out there on the road sometimes 16-hour days, and if this is something that alleviates a little bit, and there's a lot of pluses to this, one, that we could get it done fairly quick, two, we'd still be able to see the benefits of this year's 2021 season, and with the cost, as you said, I know I'm pricing a building for myself, and plywood is three times the normal price of what it was in 2021.
Well, you know, heating this building, and this building being larger than what we're working out of now, would it be a benefit? Absolutely. I'm not going to dispute that. Are we getting by with what we have right now? We have to, and we make that work. I mean, once we get our trucks put into our maintenance building right now, and we have the snow plows on the front and the spreaders on the back, the snow plow is actually driven up underneath of our workbench so far just to get the doors closed that the spreader has got about 3 inches in between the edge of the spreader and the doors. We're getting by with what we've got right now, but to answer your question, it would give us more room. Is it something that absolutely would have to be done for this winter? Mr. Fleshman, to answer that one, we're getting by with what we're doing right now, but moving forward, it would be a huge asset.
So let me ask you, if you have them in there like that, and you're trying to get to the one in the middle, how do you get to the truck in the middle?
Well, I got a video that I could probably send everybody to show you, Hunter. You got to climb over one truck into the bed of that truck, over that truck, and then you climb over the bed of the next truck to get to the far truck. Because once you got to bring them in, you got to put the last truck in first, close that door and lock it. Bring the next truck in, close that door and lock it. Then you start climbing and you're doing the bunny hop over top of all the trucks to get out.
Okay. I would just ask if Mary mentioned that the funds were there. I would ask the board when we get ready to go to a vote, if this is something that we go ahead and do, as hard as the road department works for us, but if we have the funding, hearing that the prices could go up with the prices, it sounds like there was, what was the two bids, Jim?
$24,305 was Burns Construction. You know, very familiar with that construction company. They do great work. They're a large company. And Trio Construction was $14,280.50. They are also a company that I'm familiar with. I've seen the work that they do. Now, both of them are capable of doing the job.
So it sounds like the Trio one, is that's a huge savings compared to what we are. Out of five people that we're seeing two bids, and that being at that price, it's almost one of those half-off sales. This is the time to do it if you're going to get it. But I'm not trying to use that to sell it. I just wanted to clarify.
The thing about Trio that I want to flag is, you know, we got a quote for the police station, and, you know, we ended up spending significantly more with Trio. I feel like every meeting we had, Trio came with a new invoice or something else for us that dramatically blew up that budget. I do have a fear that with it being this low compared to another national company, we could see a similar thing. I am not an expert in this, but I do know that leaves a bad taste in my mouth from the last experience that we had.
Trustee Alex, if I may comment on that, one of the things that we, the reason that I have heard and seen and remember voting on is there was different applications that went in. One was the water, the tap into the sewer, leveling of the building, meaning that make sure it wasn't going to settle. Someone else originally started to work on that, and they had to come in and redo stuff that they did. I paid attention to that because I did not want to see that go over budget, and a lot of it was non to their own that we needed to get done that we didn't realize we were going to run into.
I think I'd be more comfortable with going with a bit more professional company on this, just based on the huge amount of overruns that we had on that last project. If we're going to go with this,
Go ahead, Ralph. Another thing that I'd like to take into consideration also, number one, I do not want to take away from the general fund when it looks like we either have now or will really soon have the funds to do this out of the active work department funds. I don't want to steal from one budget, you know, to another, when we're going to have money fairly soon. Now, what fairly soon means is I'm not sure how much money we have now. I'm not sure what we're going to need for the road department. I'm not sure. And certainly I don't think the weather is going to be any, you know, major issue right now that we can't carry on for and see if we can do a little better or see if we can get a little better position. Frankly, I'd rather leave it right for a little bit. If we want to go ahead and get a bid out there and put a specific date on it or something like that to start or do some kind of contract such as that, but just to pull the money and start a contract right now, I think we can easily get by for another 4 months and have them get this thing done. The weather, you know, I'm sure we're not going to have summer plan from now on, but it's not going to be anything that we can't bear. We have for a few more months. We've done it for 25, 30, 50 years, so I think we can make it another 3 months to be by now. I think we need to do just a little bit of consideration on it before we even really do it. That's my opinion.
So, Mr. Horn, and I'll just say this, and then it looks as if, you know, we're going to most likely not move on this. Mary, you said the money was there for this. Is that correct?
Yes, we have received several thousand dollars, but what we have currently in that account budgeted and received is $75,000 for the year.
And what can
I'm not sure all of the things that were included in the capital outlay, but that would be on the, in the account that we're talking about.
So, Mary, just to recap, the monies that we would be utilizing that money on is spelled out on what we can use that money for. Like, it cannot go to general fund. It can't be used but for certain things on such as capital improvement. Is that correct?
If there are basic guidelines that set into how this budget was set up, and out of the money that we have available right now, there's 100% available in that fund, that is $75,000.
Okay. And what I see, and this is me personally, I personally would like to see us get this done so it's done. We're only talking about putting a ceiling in a building. We're not building a whole building where, it's not that difficult of a job. Getting it done now and having it done, and then once we get into the summer, because what ends up happening, Mr. Stevens is extremely busy. They need to be assisting by moving stuff that we have out of the way and playing leapfrog so that the workers can work and they can put the stuff back and move from one bay to one bay to one bay. Now, in my opinion, would be the time if we're going to do it. If we push it off, chances are the price could be higher. And again, all we're talking about is it's like putting a cap on your head when you go outside. It's to put a ceiling in there so that the heat doesn't escape. I honestly think that we're overthinking this, and we've got two good bids. I think that we should move on it, but I'll leave it at that.
I'd be okay with moving on it today, since we have the funds, if we go with the burn contract, based on my prior comment.
May I say something?
Sure.
May I say something? You know, yeah. Not to dispute what Mr. Fleshman is saying, but there's a lot more to it than just putting a ceiling in. Speaking with both construction companies, and Burns Construction went into more detail. You can't just screw the metal on and blow insulation in on it. You have to put a paper barrier between your metal and your insulation. So once you get your metal up, you have to put, you know, plastic down and then spray your insulation and then on top of it. If you don't do that, you will end up creating drippage on the inside, your insulation will mold, and you're gonna have an issue. And once I sat down and we even spoke with the metal companies and got their opinion on that, and they said the exact same thing, that's when I went back to Trio Construction and explained to them, you know, we gotta have that barrier in there for, you know, just because you have to have a barrier in there to keep the sweating down. Because the heat will get to that metal, then the metal's going to hit that heat, still going to transfer up to the insulation, you're going to get drippage from the inside. You can't just go throwing metal up there because there's electric that has to be moved around. The electric along the walls has to be dropped 2 inches all the way around. So there's a lot more to it than just screwing metal up.
Yeah, which means that you're going to have other contractors or at least subcontractors out there. I'd just like to mention that to the trustees, hopefully they can feel that most of them remember the one woman we put up on the salt plant move, and it ended up being really a big time necessary. We had to go back in. Do some re-insulation, re-roofing and everything, and what stood it out to me, I think it was $80,000 or something like that, as I recall, it was up at $150,000. So my point is, you know, before we jump into something and half know what we're doing, I think we need to get all, because every project we get into, that we don't have all the nuts and bolts and all the needs of the structure. If we don't have all the information together, we have no idea what we want to spend. And that was a real typical thing. The other thing was that real thing. That thing was, I think, $50,000 over what we could have spent on that domain thing. So I don't think there's enough information on it to speak on.
Both of these contracts, Mr. Horn, they were written up with all of that into consideration. The vapor barriers, moving of the electric. I'm sitting there looking at, you know, the quote, and they mentioned, you know, the lumber, the metal, the labor, the electric labor, which is moving, you know, because you've got the garage door openers, everything's going to have to be moved and put back into place. As far as having, you know, all of the information together, you know, these two quotes to do this job, I don't see anything extra that they okay. have not included into their quotes. But I mean, if I'm missing something, please tell me.
Yeah, may I have something else that we probably want to consider? We really need to know what the heating itself will cost to get an idea, because we really only have that $75,000 for all capital outlay. And if there's something that happened to a building, we need reinforcement or something. And I know that you had some input into what goes into that figure, which I don't have here. We need to consider what that was meant for, how that $75,000 figure came about.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, Mary. Also, looking at the heating unit that would go in, be it either propane or natural gas, you're looking at around $3,000 for the unit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that unit is not included in these quotes. They're not supplying the heater. That's something that we will do on our own, like I said in the very beginning.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mark. I just wanted to say, you know, some people asked about the road district. The road district that was created was for the purpose of constructing, reconstructing, resurfacing, or improving the public roads within such district. So
okay.
that's what's defined in the code. I think maybe Jeff will check. I'm not 100% sure, but thought that some projects like this may happen, but that's what's defined and what can be used from road district funds.
I have also gotten with the county and have given them a list of our roads that we are looking to do some repaving on this year utilizing those funds. I'm waiting on that quote back from the county.
Okay.
Those are in separate accounts.
Yeah, we got money set aside for the actual repaving of roadways. This is these figures in that fund are different than what would be used to repave roads. If I'm pretty sure I'm correct on that, right, Mary?
Yes, but I do want to, even though we have 360 some thousand in the expected revenue, there are only a few funds that are outside of salaries, because this fund is also being used to pay salaries.
Sure.
So we have repairs and maintenance for roads, we have telephone services, and we have capital outlay are the only items that we currently have funded. Movement. It's really between the roads and the building, the capital outlay.
It is strictly up to the board's pleasure. I was just asked to get these quotes, which is what I've done.
Absolutely. And I do appreciate that. Jim, I know you're as busy as you've been and everything. It's taken a lot of time to get this together. Here too, but the, you know, the big thing is, I would think, I know it bears heavy on my mind, I think it works on the other seats as well, is if we're, you know, going to have enough money, which it appears that we're going to fund the road department in pretty good shape this year and everything, in lieu of dipping into our general fund, we should try to let the road department come as close to curing itself as you can. Plus the fact, I think maybe Mary needs to do a little bit more, give us, me and her both, I guess, us and her both, there's still some uncertainties on exactly, as what I'm hearing, as to the funds that we're going to have, you know, available. If something's missed or something, we may run short, I guess. I'm just a little bit leery. I'd like to do a little bit more discussion. I'm not trying to say, no, we don't need to eat in there, Jim. Don't get me wrong on that.
No, I understand that. Like I said, I was just asked to get quotes to do that,
Absolutely. I appreciate that. If we could, before we move on, a few things I'd like to get is maybe a prospective date and things like that when we start putting out the money, get from Mary, if we could get a read on prospective time that we're going to be getting funding there. If she's got $75,000 now, it appears that the money may be moving a little bit sooner than I thought it would.
Yes. We have 39% of our revenue for the year is already in.
Is it? Okay. So maybe that's the thing. If I don't know, whoever, the trustees and Mary and Jim and everything, maybe we should just kind of have another little get together. I don't necessarily, and see if we can be a little more definitive on everything. John, and I'm not trying to shut you down, like, I know you want to do this. And I think we need to do it. But it just don't make good sense. We might be able to run across a better deal too. You never know. I don't know. I mean, maybe you've got the best you can get, maybe you don't. I don't know about that. But maybe we do a little. I just don't. This early in the year, I just hate to spend a big chunk of money when if we're not going to die without it. We could live without having. But that we've proved we can do that, and I just don't want to put ourselves in any good financial messes when we don't have to, you know. So I just think we need to look at it a little closer before we set up a date and get started off. I don't disagree that it'd be nice to get it started early in the year, but trust me, Jim has got more than enough work down there to do. He's got some buildings that are falling apart and leaking and this, that. And so I think some of that stuff upstairs in the main building and all that, and I mean, the water's sipping through there like crazy and things like that. So I think some of those things we need to look at before we start spending our road department money, and also wait for them to get a read back from the county on what roads we can afford to get fixed this year. We haven't got those numbers back, you said, Jim, right?
I'm working on getting the information and the figures back from the county. You're right, Rob.
We
okay.
have budgeted $22,600 at this point.
Is it? Okay. That seems like not very much to me, as bad as our roads are in disrepair right now. I think we need to look at the roads a little harder, to be honest with you. But that's my opinion, and I'd like to see it. Let's get a little more, you know, feeling a little, I don't know, warm and fuzzy about this deal, to say the truth about it. So that's what I'm at on it right now, I guess. So for me, for discussion on it, I guess I'd go ahead if someone wants to make a resolution or ask for a resolution,
I would say we table it for the time being.
Well, that would be fine to me, yes, sir. I think that's probably what we need, in my opinion, Artie. I think we need to look, because a lot of our roads are in terrible shape right now. I know Jim had mentioned that about 2 weeks ago to me, and I said, yes, I know, the roads that I've seen that are in the worst shape is over, is that development over behind, I can't remember, Rosary, I think the name of the development over behind Franklin Heights High School. The roads are terrible over there. And there's a lot of other places that they aren't very good either. So I don't know if $20,000 is going to get you very far on fixing those this year, Jim. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So that's about where I'm at. And I think we probably do. I mean, my opinion is I think we need to talk about it a little more and maybe just table it for a moment there, okay? John, are you okay with that?
Do you want to make a motion to table?
Yeah, I think we probably need to. I'd like to make a motion to table this for, say, 30 days. Could I have a second on that?
A second.
Thank you. Thank you. How would we have that?
Ralph?
If I could, I'm sorry.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
May I say something?
Sure.
Just remember, even by, and I'm fine with whatever the board agrees to do, but I will have to reach back out to these construction companies to get an updated bid and go from there.
That sounds fine, Jim. Yeah, I know. I'm pretty sure that they're not going to want to hold to a bid. It gives me, I don't know what the conversation was or how long it said it holds bid for any of that type of thing.
Normally, it's a 30-day hold.
That's what I was
thinking. So, no, that's the way mine always was.
Okay. Well, if you see you need to talk to them anymore, just let us know then, okay?
Absolutely.
Alrighty, thank you.
Anything else for me?
Okay, is there any other situations that we need to talk about? I see a set of questions up here. Anyone have any questions?
Ralph, this is Mary. Yes. I have a resolution that I let Jim go in front of me, so can I go through that resolution?
Sure.
Okay, this is a resolution authorizing the payment of a past obligation for the healthcare reimbursement account, also called HRA, appropriation and funds for payment. This is, since we had no certificate, furniture is required that this officer may certify a VIN when the obligation was incurred, and now that sufficient appropriations exist for that purpose. This is the prior year. If the amount exceeds $3,000, the fiscal officer shall obtain authorization by resolution from the governing board. And whereas the township has received a summary from Medical Mutual for healthcare reimbursement account benefits to be reimbursed in 2020 that exceed $3,000, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Section 1. The fiscal officer is authorized to pay the outstanding obligation with designated employees for the final Phase 1 table dated February 16, 2021 via separate check for a cumulative amount of $37,855.39 for HRA benefits provided in 2020.
Okay. Right. Excuse me, could we have a second on that, please?
I'll second that, sir.
Thank you, John. Roll call,
please. Ralph?
Yes. Now, what is the say that amount again, Mary, if you would?
$37,855.39.
Okay. Thank you, Pam. Go ahead, Robin.
Okay, Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
So if you're ready to do anything else that we need to do, you know, so
Yeah, there's been no questions emailed or anything,
okay.
So unless anyone in the audience has something you'd like to recognize.
Okay. You said you do have something?
No, I'm just saying if anyone in the audience has a question, it doesn't sound like anyone's speaking up. So.
Okay, well, thank you very much. At this point, we'll join the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.